Boko Haram kills 5 soldiers, 3 others missing. Senate can compel Ali to wear customs uniform, Falami. Advisors ask Buhari to insist on Magus, fourth Senate reaction of ESCC acting chairman. President may step into row. FG certifies Fanta Sprite safe for human consumption. Gowon, Ozogun, Oshiamole beat Ogbemi dia farewell. Good morning, listener out there. You're welcome to Headlines, where we normally bring to your listening delight. Series of interesting stories ranging from politics, human anger, crimes, and lots more. With these and many more, I'll be right back. Do join me after the timeout.
Welcome to ICT.
Are you concerned about the quality of engine oil for your cars, trucks, tractors, generators, and motorcycles?
Do your engine a great favor. Buy Moya Oil, the quality evergreen engine oil to give your automobiles, industries, and companies optimum satisfaction. Our products include
Exergy 5000 and Pixel XM Super provides excellent high performance and anti-rust properties for your diesel and petrol engines.
Volume HD50, excellent in older but active petrol and diesel engines.
Your generators can now function well and last longer with Maro 2T Super, the high performance two-stroke engine oil.
Bravo X and VX are specifically for your heavy-duty diesel engine.
Your gears and power steerings will no more have issues when you use more gear and more dual AW series. Moya Oil is located at Kilometer 3, Woibad Road, Oshogbo, Osun State.
Call 0806-231-6169 or
0813-849-8496.
Moya Oil,
quality that speaks.
Members of the Presidential Advisory Committee on Corruption, PACAC, have forfeit Senate's rejection of the acting chairman of the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, ESCC, Mr. Ibrahim Magu. They have also canvassed President Muhammadu Buhari's retention of Magu as the boss of ESCC in the light of the provision of Section 171 of the 1999 Constitution. The force and the presidency also assured newsmen last night that President Buhari will not abandon Magu. There were indications yesterday that the government may nominate Magu for the legal office for the third term. It was even announced that the presidency may step into the role by opening talks with the leadership of the National Assembly and other stakeholders, including the Department of State Security Services, DSIS. Vice President Yemi Osinbajo has declared that notwithstanding the past leadership and governance failures, which resulted in the worrying condition of Nigerians and the oil-producing communities of the Niger Delta region, the people of the area still deserve a fair deal. Osinbajo said it is the reason the current administration is now advocating a new vision for the people of Niger Delta region. A statement by a senior special assistant on media and publicity, Laolu Akunde, last night, said Osinbajo spoke yesterday at the presidential villa while chairing an inter-ministerial fellowship meeting with the relevant government ministry departments and agencies involved in the Niger Delta region crisis. The president believes the people of the region deserve justice, and for him also, it is a very important point. The vice president stated that the state of the region and the suffering of the people does not reflect the fact that it is a resource base of the country. The AFA Representatives Committee on Federal Road Maintenance had expressed worry about the level of work being done by contractors handling the over 900 billion naira federal government road rehabilitation in Enugu State. The committee also expressed displeasure over the supervisory role of the Federal Road Maintenance Agency, FEMA, on the project and urged it to scale up our monitoring functions to enable Nigerians as value for their money. The committee was particularly worried on the poor quality work being done on the road by the three contractors adding to project, especially on the 9 mile road in Ugun Axis Gully Erosion Site. The project was awarded last year. A leader of FEMA project in South East 1 and 2, a member representing Abo Mbaise Ungo Okpela Federal Constituency in Imo State, Bende Uchena Eke, who started this when he led members of the team to an inspection tour of the project, said the federal government was desirous of giving attention to roads in the country. Minister of Labour and Employment, Senator Chris Ngigi, and Senator President Muhammadu Buhari was not approved the setting up of the 29-man committee to engage organized labour in negotiating a new national minimum wage for workers in the country. The minister also hinted that the report of the National Minimum Wage Review Committee, soon to be set up by the president, will be subjected to scrutiny by the National Assembly before it is implemented by government. Organized labor made up of the Trade Union Congress of Nigeria, TUC, and the Nigerian Labor Congress, NLC, at the end submitted a 56,000 naira new national minimum wage request to the government. The minister, who spoke with newsmen in his office after a meeting of the technical committee, said the minimum wage review committee was yet to be set up. Adding that the technical committee set up in June 2016 to work out modalities for the new review and palliative would soon submit its report to the main committee. In a related development, President of the Nigerian Labour Congress, NLC, Mr. Ayuba Wabba, has called on the federal government to bring its light on corruption on state governors to ascertain whether the first tranche of 388 billion naira London Paris Club funds released to them in December last year was spent on what it was meant for. He made his call yesterday during the 4th Quadrennial National Delegates Conference in Maritime Workers Union in Ujo, the Akwa Ibom State capital. According to him, with the second tranche of the money about to be released, the government at the center should muster the will to audit states to ensure that the first release was judiciously spent for the settlement of astounding salaries, pension and gratuity.
Now, Metals Limited is one of the leading metal fabricators in Nigeria. Since 1976, the company has been providing tested and trusted workers using sophisticated equipment to fabricate long-lasting products. Security doors for garage, front entrance, bedroom, bathroom, and kitchen are fabricated at Lawood Metals Limited. I've got alloyed equipment for cassava, palm kernel, and baking are specially produced. Necessary materials like governor's cable tray, basket cable tray, trucking, telecommunication cabinet, and softball are also fabricated at Lawood Metals Limited. Children's playing equipment, food furniture, and other specified products are not left out. Transportation is no problem. Lawood Metals Limited's head office, kilometer 3, opposite Musa Filling Station, Ilobu Road, Okini, Osun State. Outlets in Lagos and Abuja, telephone 003-329-6746. Website www.lawoodmetals.com. Email lawoodmetalslimited@gmail.com and info@lawoodmetals.com. Lawood Metals Limited, always here for your quality metal products.
The Federal Ministry of Health yesterday put the controversy over the status of Fanta and Sprite to rest. The ministry declared both brands safe for consumption. There have been widespread fears in the country following the judgment of Lagos High Court that the National Agency for Food and Drug Administration and Control, NAFDAC, should order the Nigerian Broadcasting Company, NBC, to issue a mandatory warning that the content should not be taken with vitamin C in order to avoid poisoning. The ministry waded into the meeting yesterday by calling the meeting with officials of the Department of Food and Drug Services, NAFDA, and Standard Organization of Nigeria, SON, to address the matter. Federal High Court in Maitama, Abuja, yesterday vacated its order for a temporary forfeiture of oil prospecting license OPL 245 to the federal government, pending the completion of the investigation by the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC. Justice John Soho, had on January 26 this year, made the order of temporary forfeiture of OPL 245 to the federal government, but at the resumed hearing, Justice Soho vacated his own order following applications by Nigerian Energy Exploration Limited and Shell Nigerian Exploration and Production Company Limited, challenging the validity of the orders. The Chief Justice of Nigeria, CJN Justice Walter Onoghen, has been called upon to use his tenure to enhance and accelerate delivery of justice in the country by looking into the possibility of having more panel of the Supreme Court justices sitting at the same time to ease the problem of delay of cases at the Apex Court. The Attorney General and Commissioner of Justice in Akwa Ibom State, Nwemedibu Nwoko, in an interview with Newsmen in Yola, said part of the reasons why cases are adjourned for over 13 months in the Supreme Court, especially criminal cases, is because the court sits only one panel at the time, even though there are almost 20 judges there. It stands that with the panel of five, the court could very conveniently have two or three panels of five each sitting at the same time, dispensing justice with consistency in decision. Experts from different walks of life have called the Nigerian youth to aim for excellence and success, notwithstanding the challenges in their way. Speaking during a program in Lagos and other parts of the Federation, founder of Terra Culture, Bolanle Austin Peters, advised graduates of the initiative aimed at ensuring better life for the youth to build sustainable relationships that would instrumental to their climbing to success. of the Special Anti-Robbery Squad has on Ondo State Police Command have arrested three persons who allegedly planned to attack some youths at Bereke community in Lajo local government area of the state. The suspects, Shin, Mafolua and others, were arrested on their way to perpetrate their dastardly act. Timing is my friend on the program. It's time to go to sport. Former governor of Abia State, Dr. Oji Uzokalu, has advised Nigerians on how she can win the 2018 World Cup, advising the federal government to invest in Super Eagles. He said that Enyimba winning the African Champions League back-to-back when he changed in Abia State was not a magic but an outcome of good strategies. He said the motivation of players and the entire team was the key, stressing that players would give the best if they are well handled. And with our sports stories, we have come to the end of today's program on Headlines. Special thanks to my producer, Abimbola Babatunde. It has been Aminat Adebari on the program. Saying do join my colleagues on Monday for Fresh Package. Thanks for listening. Good morning. Ìwáṣọ́lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ tí ọ̀ṣun Adikandafu ṣonígbọ̀wọ́ òun lámàmúwá ṣe ti gbọ̀nyìn.